Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of April 22nd, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run on donations, without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous would like to congratulate WMT on its 100th anniversary this year, as camp celebrates its 50th anniversary. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous, starting in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tate Cummins and his wife Dottie. Dottie told me 43 years ago, if it wasn't for WMT, there wouldn't be a Camp Courageous. I was 25 years old, and that comment always stuck with me. It takes a lot of faith and risk to take on something that was nothing and put the integrity of a legendary radio station behind it. We are forever grateful. We invite the public to come out and celebrate the 50th anniversary of Camp Courageous at the annual Omelet Breakfast and Open House this Sunday, April 24th, from 8 a.m. to noon. It is a breakfast of made-to-order omelets served with sausage, toast, coffee, juice, and milk. The cost is $10, 12 and under is $5. Omelet cookers will make a fresh made-to-order omelet to the customer's satisfaction with ham, cheese, green peppers, and more. It is recommended to come out early for this wonderful breakfast. Guided tours of Camp Courageous will be available, including the Seal Barn, the Nature Center, the Train Depot, Camper Cabins, Multi-Purpose Building, Indoor Pool, and more. See the camp's latest projects, which include the remodeling of the indoor pool, the Penaluna Tunnel Experience, the new Butch and Patsy Neumeier Family Road, the new accessible White and Papke Boat Docks at Lake Todd, and the work in progress at the Massey Papke Multi-Purpose Field, the new travel bus, the new vehicle garage, and the new fishing docks. The Bossy House will be out. There will be train rides given, and the zip line rides will be available for only $10. Come out early, have breakfast, and enjoy the camp. You'll also be able to see the 1971 VW bus that will be raffling off on December 31st. You'll be able to buy tickets out on the front lawn of the camp. Camp Courageous will also be selling 5 packs of cocoa bombs and fruitcakes that morning for only $1. This past week, camp had campers coming from Marion Homeschool, the Cedar River Academy, Jessup, Belle Plaine, Center Point Urbana, Mid Prairie High School, Turkey Valley, Waco, North Scott, and Tipton High Schools, along with the camp's travel program that headed to a zoo in the Quad Cities. This next week, we'll have campers coming from Center Point Urbana, Vernon School in Marion Independent, Clayton Ridge, Mid Prairie, and Transitional Services of Iowa. Overnights include West High School in Iowa City and Mount Pleasant Schools. Our travel campers will be taken off for the Field of Dreams next week. We received this nice note from Blair Sadler, who is a 5 and 6 special education teacher from Jessup. Blair writes, "Thanks again for a great day. Many of our students are wearing their shirts today, and they have been talking about their experience and how much fun they had. Many parents posted pictures of their children doing all the activities. It is always the best day of the year, giving the kids such wonderful opportunities. Your staff was great. Thanks for everything you did to help us prepare for our day. We appreciate it so much." So we appreciate that nice note from Blair from the Jessup school system. The new Musco mini-pitch soccer field was erected this past week at the Multi-Purpose Field. Huge addition to the camp. We're looking forward to campers using that. Today at Camp Courageous, there is a wedding rental, and also Scotch Grove is having their Vision Iowa meeting at camp beginning at 9 a.m. this morning in the main lodge. We welcome anyone to come out and attend that. A big thank you to the Map Room in downtown Cedar Rapids for having a cheeseburger and fries benefit for camp this last week. Wow, was that a great meal. Once again, thanks so much to the Map Room in downtown Cedar Rapids. Camp Courageous is available to give programs about the camp to any group at any hour of any day, from churches to service organizations. This past week, we had the opportunity to give programs, thanks to Jim Fells, a Camp Courageous board member from Brooklyn, Iowa, at the Windsor Manor in Grinnell, and to longtime supporters of camp, the Montezuma Mothers Club, an organization that has been in existence since 1915. Also, a big thank you to Dan and Deb Holm from Maquoketa for inviting Camp to give a program to the Maquoketa Rotary, and also to Dr. Bob Good, former medical director of Camp Courageous, for giving Camp the opportunity to give a program to Hope Lutheran Church Breakout Group down in Des Moines. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage, though, is now open. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. It's run 100% on volunteers, and we appreciate all those people that are bringing things out to the garage sale to sell, and a big thank you to all the volunteers and the donors that are shopping. The garage sale now takes credit cards, so that is a nice new addition to the garage sale. Last call for the 15th annual Camp Courageous Hawkeye Spring Tailgate Party. It's going to be coming up this coming week from today, this coming Saturday, April 30th. I'll be starting out at 8 o'clock in the morning. This is open to campers. It'll be down at the Hanson Football Performance Center in Iowa City, right next to the Kinnick Stadium. It's a great opportunity for campers to meet Coach Ferentz and a number of the players. It's a free event for campers, but you must register in advance with Camp Courageous. You can do that by going to cbecker@campcourageous.org and sending a message, or you can phone the camp and ask for Charlie Becker, and we'll get you registered. Special thanks to the University of Iowa football team and staff, along with Coach Ferentz, Glenn Haskins, and Molo Oil in Dubuque for the donation of t-shirts, which each camper will get a t-shirt, and Martin Brothers out of Waterloo for the donation of food. The needed item this week is grass seed. With all the rain, we can sure use that grass seed to put down and have some nice green grass growing. Some friends that we lost in this past week, and they requested their memorials go to Camp Courageous, included Don Werner. Don passed away out in Hudson, Ohio, but he was originally from Clinton, very involved with the camp. Wayne Mead from Holbrook, wonderful supporter of the camp, and his terrific family came up with his memorials here in the last day or so, and a great, great family there. And Charlotte Jean Nickel from Corville passed away, lifetime worker, volunteer with people with special needs. She really made a difference in a lot of people's lives. We hope each of you have a wonderful weekend and a great week, and thank you for listening.